Thank you for calling customer services. It's Delphine. How may I help you?
Yeah, I keep getting my credit card keeps getting charged for some products I've never purchased. Two products from your company, Diet Wellness and Muscle Now.
Yes, ma'am, and can I get that zip code, please, to pull up your account?
49090.
You said 49190?
No, 49090.
49090.
Correct.
And can I get that first and last name, please?
Phyllis Anderson.
Yes, ma'am, and give me one moment while I try to find your account.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yes, ma'am, and what was that person last name again?
Phyllis Anderson.
Yes, ma'am, and can I get your address to verify the account, please?
79 Park Avenue, South Haven, Michigan, 49090.
Yes, ma'am, I do have an account matching that name and address. And give me one moment while I look over your account, please.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. And what can I help you with today?
Yeah, I don't know why my account keeps getting charged for Diet Wellness. And then there's also a Muscle Now, which I'm thinking you guys might be related.
Yes, ma'am. I see here on the 5th of April. Give me one moment, please.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I see here on the 5th of April where you did a purchase for the eye serum and face cream for $7.45 and $6.70.
No. Never.
Yes, ma'am. I see here that those two prices were refunded back.
Okay.
And but the other two charges that tried to come through that, I'm sorry.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Those other two charges that tried to come through, the $91.89 and that $92.90, had declined.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I just want to make sure that there are no more charges on for this.
No, ma'am, there isn't.
Okay. So we're all good to go?
Yes, ma'am.
And how do these fraudulent activities work? Do you know?
No, ma'am. You say you didn't make this purchase?
Correct.
Okay, so what I'm going to do, since everything is canceled out and all that and had declined, what I'm going to do is send you over to our fraud department.
Oh, okay.
Yes, thanks, ma'am. But I do want to let you know that we take fraud very seriously. And are you sure that no one in your household could have ordered this?
Correct.
Without your knowledge?
Correct.
Yes, ma'am. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to transfer you to the fraud department, and they can begin an investigation and see who used your card without authorization.
Okay. And can you just tell me, like, what company is this?
Yes, ma'am. We sell a variety of products. So we have dietary products, enhancement products, skincare products, and CBD products.
Okay, thank you. All right, that's helpful. Thank you.
You're welcome. And just hold on one moment, please.
The front department.
This is what it says, that we should send the floor department. That's why I was trying to show you.
But that's the fraud. Well, I am calling the fraud department. But that's Capital One fraud. That's, I'm not on with Capital One.
Who are you on with?
The people who are charging your credit card.
What's the name?
I don't know. They sell dietary products, skincare products, and CBD products. I don't know. Oh.
I ordered some things in my face.
When?
It was a while ago, but that came from England. That came from supposedly Harry and what's her name? Her facial cream to put on at night and in the morning. So I've been using that. But
did you sign up?
It was free.
Oh, it's only free until they start sending it to you monthly.
Yes, ma'am. Give me one more moment while I complete this for you.
Okay. Nothing is ever free. You have to read the small print, which says it's free and it's not canceled. Until you alert them in writing, typically, that it's canceled. Yes, ma'am. So I do have all your information being forwarded to our fraud department. And I thank you again for calling customer service. And you have a great day. Just hold on one moment while I complete this charge. I mean, while I complete thank
this
you.
Transfer. You're welcome.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.